The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 3. The Empress. This awareness indicates that this fourth chapter shall touch on several levels. This awareness indicates that the Fool represents pure consciousness permeating all things, which is Akasha permeating all things and having no concern for anything. This awareness indicates that this is the breath of life. The entire universe is living, and those who conceive of what is beyond the universe may reconcile themselves to the understanding that this too is deemed living, whatever term is used to name it. This awareness indicates that life is the reaction of one part to another. The non-existent and the existent reacting to each other are creating life. The negation and the reality of a thing reacting on each other is creating a paradox which is life. Therefore, the Fool represents the living thing. This awareness indicates that death is that which is also life. That which is, and there is no other way to describe it. That which is may be called life, in this terminology. This awareness indicates that language is flexible and may often bring about confusion. The terminology that this awareness has given must be understood in the highest sense in order to comprehend the levels and meanings that this awareness would communicate. This awareness indicates the magician is symbolic of the point within the universe, the point within the all that is drawing unto itself what it desires for its own identification. This awareness indicates in this action, it becomes the creator. This awareness indicates that the high priestess is the equal and opposite reaction to the creation of the magician. When the magician creates himself, he likewise creates the equal and opposite reaction, which is symbolized as the high priestess. This awareness indicates that this is a principle, that when anything is created, there is the equal and opposite created also. This awareness indicates that the Empress is symbolic of the multiplicity of creations. The Empress being pregnant is symbolic of reflection. The Empress with her foot on the moon is symbolic of reflection. Each thing being reflected, reflecting itself in many levels is that which is multiplicity. This awareness indicates that this may be likened unto the pyramid wherein the point at the top, the stone at the top, with the multiplicities falling out beneath. This awareness indicates that this is also symbolic of number. This awareness indicates that this being female is symbolic of number in terms of materializations, the materializations created from spirit into matter. This awareness indicates that this means in the movement of radiation, that there is the equal and opposite reaction that creates magnetism. The one movement expressing outward creates the pulsation that flows inward and creates magnetism, and this movement inward brings about the condensation of imagery, or that, which is called materialization. This form, and moves into the body, and into the church levels. It moves into the structure that flows out of multiplicity of form. All these things do create that which leads to security. This may be likened unto the security of being imprisoned by form. This security is likened unto the security of being protected by form. This awareness indicates that protection and security go hand in hand, and that imprisonment and security are closely related. The greater the security, the greater the confinement. This awareness indicates that this symbolism leads to deeper understanding of the movement of desire. When one desires anything, the desire moves into form, and the desire leads the entity into form. The form leads the entity into confinement. The confinement leads the entity into desires for greater security and holding on to that which it desired. This awareness indicates that the holding and the need for this security as that which imprisons one more and more by his own desires. This awareness indicates that this does not in any way mean that entities should never have desires or should give up all things. This awareness indicates that this is merely a description of what happens. Awareness indicates that it is not interested in moralities or should nots, but in what is. T. Awareness indicates that what is what is being described. Desire leads to imprisonment, to confinement, but this not against the will of this awareness. Awareness indicates that this is of your own choice. You may be confined by your desires as long as they interest and intrigue you. When you give up your desires on your own, this is your own action. To give up desires on the word of another is against the will of this awareness. Only through your own realization will you discover truth. Awareness indicates that those who advocate that other quit what they are doing and give up their way and follow, This is that which denies their own individuality and the development of their own realization. Awareness indicates that this correlates to the Hindu goddess that is symbolized by Maya. This materialization and image that is symbolized in this card, there are certain multiplicities of levels that are included in this action. This relates to levels and ladders of consciousness, cycles and things that go on as a dance of life, as a dance and a movement upon this illusion that is the world of imagery and form. Awareness indicates that the card of the Empress is symbolizing form. Part of this form includes gods, goddesses, cycles and levels of consciousness and attitudes. These are related and connected to other teachings of ancient religious sources. Awareness indicates that the gods and goddesses of the Egyptian teachings may be understood as the various facets or faces of form. Each of the qualities expressed by one of the gods of the Egyptian teachings is that which expresses a face of form. Form has many faces. The images created by formation of the material world and those levels between material and spiritual in their progressions are symbolized by the gods of the Egyptian religions. This awareness indicates that the Tibetan Book of the Dead is symbolic of movement through these various patterns and forms of imagery. The movement itself is that which is cyclic. This awareness indicates that the entity does not move, the form does not move, but the consciousness, the flowing waters of Akasha in its various forms, move through the images. This movement through the images is termed the bardo states. This awareness indicates that the Tibetan Book of the Dead may be said to be a map of the kind of consciousness that is moving through the form. This awareness indicates that the Kabbalah may be considered a map of the places wherein consciousness can move. These places are closer to principles, or levels, or truths, or attitudes toward things that may be experienced. This awareness indicates that each of the Sephirah may be thought of as an attitude or experience toward something outside of itself. This awareness indicates that the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and the Kabbalah, as well as the Tarot, as playing each a distinct role in the personality development, in the understanding of the workings of consciousness. This awareness indicates that these three as not serving the same purpose. The Egyptian Book of the Dead classifies the various images according to their faces, but the Tibetan Book of the Dead classifies the types of consciousness that move through the faces. The Kabbalah classifies the attitudes of that consciousness. This awareness indicates that the zodiac as the symbol of the cycles of consciousness that move through all things, that move as a universal law that does not change, except according to the influences of the manifested, materialized world. This awareness indicates that the cycle of the zodiac may be likened unto a force that is in movement, like that of music, and when it comes in contact with resistance, its movement is retarded, yet it continues to move. This may be likened unto a huge arc moving in space that comes in contact with a thickened area of space and the arc suddenly turns and becomes much sharper, moving into a tiny spiral. This awareness indicates that the denser the image into which this arc moves, the smaller and tinier the spiral. This awareness indicates that yet this is still part of the movement of the zodiac. The cycle symbolized by the zodiac is in reference to the movement of sound, of light, of vibration. This awareness indicates that this movement of energy flows through the universe, spirals and moves into echoes off of its own action. This may be understood when entities understand the action of sound. A sound may be heard, and that sound has overtones, and the overtone has its own overtones, etc., into infinity. This awareness indicates that light is its movement, and from the light there is that which is of a lesser vibration. This finally moves down to heat, and heat finally moves into slower terms and vibrations until it reaches what is known as sound. This awareness indicates that each of these has a spiral that diminishes in size. The final spirals move down into such close movement and tiny spirals that they are swirling in a circle and they are known as part of the atom. This awareness indicates that when a thing becomes spiraled into such a tiny circle that it materializes, this is what creates the world that you sense. This awareness indicates that all things come under the law of the harmonious spheres of the vibration rates. This awareness indicates that the zodiac is known by science as merely a map of the sky, symbolizing this movement and those spirals of light, heat, energy, rays, and images. This awareness indicates that the seed moving through its growth into the tree likewise follows the zodiac, the spiral. All things follow this cycle. This awareness indicates that the religions of other areas of the world include many of these same concepts. The images of the Hindu gods and goddesses are somewhat related to the purposes of the Egyptian gods and goddesses. This awareness indicates that the images of the Kayunas symbolize certain steps of growth and manifestation. This is linked closely to the Tibetan and somewhat to the Egyptian symbolism. This awareness indicates that the Kabbalah in its steps is not too unrelated to certain images and principles involved in the Kahuna actions and all those things that are related to the Kahuna teachings. This awareness indicates that in comparative religions there is much that can be correlated by watching these purposes and meanings that have been related between Egyptian, Tibetan, and Kabbalistic teachings. This awareness indicates that the American Indians, the areas of South America, certain areas of China and South Seas are closely linked to the Kayunas. This relates closely to the Hebrew background. In tracing back the terminologies of these various areas, there will be found a connection. This awareness indicates that this relates also to the Greek terminologies. The number systems used by the Greeks can be found to relate closely to certain number systems used in Central and South America. This awareness indicates that much of this information can be gathered from the books of Max Freedom Long, from the works of Churchward and from the book, The Secret of the Golden Flower. This awareness indicates that the study of certain American Indian tribes will also yield information that can be linked to form a deeper understanding of the common source of these many religious activities. This awareness indicates that the various religions in many ways, in many terms, in many similarities do stem from the same source. This awareness indicates that in studying this, that you study the Hunas, the Central American tribes, that you study the Oans, the Hebrew, the Egyptian, the Tibetan, the Berber, a tribe in southern India, the Incas, the Mayans, the Kickapoos, the Sioux, and the Blackfoot Indians, the Aborigines of Australia, and the natives of New Zealand, the Hawaiian, the Chinese, and certain Latin and Greek terms will be found to correlate, and that in all of these, there will be found certain terms which correlate and which show the root relationship of these various tribes and peoples. This awareness indicates that the breakdown of these various tribes and peoples through the languages, through scatterings of religions, as that which may be linked to the scattering of imagery. The breakdown of the imagery, the amoeba which begins to split, and split, and split again until it forgets where it came from, as that which the Empress card symbolizes. This awareness indicates that the breakup of these various images as that which has also been symbolized by the Tower of Babel. Babel is the bubble, the illusions that become so scattered that one cannot tell what is what anymore. This awareness indicates that all of this as that which this awareness has described as separateness. The identification of any one part of this as being symbolic of God, the Creator, the Magician, in any way that excludes the other part, as that which this awareness has referred to as separateness. This awareness indicates that there is no separateness in all these bubbles, in all these illusions, in all these images, so long as one accepts them in all. This awareness indicates that in rejecting any one part, or the many parts, one then begins to identify with all the parts. In identifying with all the parts in one's own identity, one begins to enlarge and one's own self-interest begins to diminish. This awareness indicates that as this occurs, one moves toward greater and greater levels of cosmic awareness. October 19, 1971.